CCP test fires ballistic missile in the high seas of the Pacific. A submarine of the Chinese People's Liberation Army Navy has test-fired an intercontinental missile in the high seas of the Pacific, according to state media. Earlier in the day, Australian media outlets reported the plan had been notifying regional leaders of their intention to fire the dummy warhead. Australian Acting Prime Minister Richard Murlees confirmed his government had been notified. "We were informed by China today of its intention to do this test," Murlees told reporters on July 6, while Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was in Suva, Fiji. "This is a long-range missile test, and we are very concerned about any actions that undermine the stability, peace, and security of the Pacific," Murlees said, who is also the defense minister. "We are completely committed to the Oceans of Peace declaration that was made by the Pacific Island Forum last year, and our primary focus, our primary concern, is on maintaining the peace and security of the Pacific." Several Chinese Communist Party-run outlets confirmed the test had occurred around noon. The last such test was in 2024. The Epoch Times contacted the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade for further comment. Data from Starboard Maritime Intelligence reveals three Chinese satellite tracking vessels positioned throughout the South Pacific region. Two vessels are located near the Federated States of Micronesia, and a third in Fiji's capital Suva, incidentally where Australian Prime Minister Albanese just signed off a landmark defense deal with Fiji. These vessels carry large satellite dishes used to track missile launches and other space activity and are likely in the Pacific to collect data from the missile test China has reportedly notified regional governments to expect within 24 hours, said Mark Douglas, an analyst for Starboard, in comments obtained by Reuters. "This test has been planned well in advance." That said, the notification landing the day after Australia and Fiji signed the Ocean of Peace Alliance is interesting, to say the least, Douglas said, pointing to the times the vessels departed China. The two vessels near Micronesia left China on June 25 and the third in early May. The test comes barely a few hours after Albanese and Fijian Prime Minister Sitiveni Rabuka signed off a new defense pact vowing to confront any common enemy in the region. Article 6 of the deal states that each party recognizes that an armed attack on any of the parties within the Pacific would be dangerous to each other's peace and security as well as the security of the Pacific, and declares that it would act to meet the common danger, in accordance with its domestic processes. Early last year, a flotilla of planned vessels forced 49 commercial planes to divert their flight paths after making apparent preparations to test fire weapons between Australia and New Zealand. The trio of naval vessels subsequently circumnavigated the entire Australian continent.